Blog Talk Radio. Hello, good evening, good day. I hope you're doing well. Welcome to the show. This is It's Only Natural, and I am your host, Laurel Sharp. Welcome to this beautiful Tuesday, March 2nd of 2021. I hope you and your family is doing well during these trying times. Unemployment, COVID-19, racial strife. So today, I wanted to talk about some of the things that I use to create an environment in my own home of peace and tranquility. Given that we have all this strife going on in the world, it's even more important than ever to use the tools you have that are available to you to keep yourself happy, motivated, and spiritually connected. So the name of the show today is The Power of Incense and Resins. So this show came about as I was speaking to someone about charcoal. They had a little round of charcoal and they didn't know what it was for. So we ended up having a nice long conversation about charcoal, burning of resins and incense, and even crafting your own incense blends. It is available to you to buy in the stores, but once you get used to crafting your own incense, I believe that you'll never go back. So thank you again and welcome to the show. Again, this is It's Only Natural. I am your host, Laurel Sharp. I welcome you to check out our website, samtechnutritionals.com, and you can set up consultations with me for healing, life coaching, and we'll help you to live your best life, as Oprah always says. So let's get right into this. So what are the different types of incense? Initially, when I first got into incense, it was going through my local neighborhood and seeing gentlemen selling incense on the street. I would buy a stick of incense and burn it and never really thought that much about it. It smelled good. It seemed to have a pleasant effect on the atmosphere. And I didn't think about, you know, what is made up of frankincense. So what is smells like success? These are some of the names that I saw on the street. You know, as I began to get more into my spirituality, into oils and healing, someone mentioned to me that the incense that we buy on the street and we use, some of these incense are actually not made up of the best materials. And you'll notice that after you burn these incense, you start having difficulty breathing or you know, you start choking or from the smoke. And that's because some of the ingredients in the incense are not all natural. This led me to do a little research and come up with a couple of brands which are really great. House of Mohan, M-O-H-A-N. They have a very high quality incense if you're going to just use one that's already made. But for today, we're going to talk about resins also. So what is a resin? A resin is a substance that comes from a natural source, like frankincense. Frankincense is something that's been around and it's in the Bible. And I'm sure you've heard about it. You know, the three wise men went to visit the baby Jesus, and that was one of the things that they bought, was frankincense. So frankincense actually has many different benefits. It's also known as olibanum. It's made from the boswellia tree, and it grows in mountainous regions of India, Africa, and the Middle East. It has a wonderful woody, spicy smell. It can be directly inhaled and absorbed through the skin if you use essential oils. Also, when you go to my website, samtechnutritionals.com, you will see a link to my own essential oils that I use. Part of crafting of incense is also you can add in flowers, you can add in essential oils, you can add resins. You can really create something that can be used for spiritual as well as healing purposes. So, frankincense has also been used in Ayurvedic medicine for hundreds of years. Some of the benefits of frankincense, boswellia, it's an anti-inflammatory. It may reduce arthritis. It has effects that can reduce joint inflammation. Frankincense is also believed to release compounds in the air when burned that can reduce depression. Now, I know, as I said earlier in the show, given everything that's going on in society, a lot of people are dealing with depression right now. They said that the incidence of people getting on antidepressants has really gone up, which is understandable. We're all under a lot of pressure. We're under, you know, a lot of fear right now. So even if you personally have not been affected by COVID-19, unemployment, you know, racial strife, you probably know someone that is. And if you're an empath like me, I'm sensitive to my surroundings. I feel that no matter what. If someone's suffering around me, I definitely feel it, and I want to think of a way to alleviate their suffering. So perhaps you're like me, and you're not always wanting to go to the doctor and get on a medication, because as we both know, medications have a lot of side effects. So what are some of the things we can use with frankincense? So as I said earlier in the show, there's something called charcoal. My favorite is called King's. You take a round of charcoal, and I learned this by trial and error. You light the charcoal with a match. I prefer to use a lighter, and you light it on the edge of the charcoal round disc. Then you put that disc down. It's going to start to sparkle as it ignites the entire round disc, and then you just let that sit there. Once the round edges have turned white, and this is very important, wait until the round edges have turned white. Then you're going to drop a little piece of frankincense in the middle. The thing about resins, they're very, very powerful. A little goes a long way. So the same thing with essential oils. If you decide to drop an essential oil on your charcoal disc, these things go a long way. So we're going to use our frankincense, and then, you know, what I do sometimes is I'll walk through my house clockwise, and I'll just say a little prayer in each room, you know, just asking, you know, the powers that be, whatever spiritual tradition you follow, you can just ask them to come and bless that space, put it into the corners, and take out a lot of the negative energy. Before I do my prayers, my chanting, I always try to cleanse the room I'm in. So frankincense has properties to relieve depression, but it also is a great purifier, meaning that it purifies the environment, you know, purifies it spiritually. So that's why it was so well regarded. In the olden days, frankincense was traded the same as gold. So that lets you know how powerful frankincense is. And I would encourage you to add this to your tools that you use for your physical, spiritual, and mental health. Frankincense is a really wonderful, wonderful incense. So if you study anything about incense, you'll know that another thing that's similar to frankincense is copal. So copal is from a tree resin also. It's very aromatic, and it's found in Mexico. So we're going to talk about frankincense today. We're going to talk about copal. We're going to talk about myrrh. And we're going to talk about mugwort. So let's go back to copal. Copal is a name that describes the substance that is exuded from a variety of tree called genera. The term copal describes the substance. And so it looks very similar, in my opinion. I believe that it looks similar to frankincense, but it's wider. I find that when I ground the copal, it's much easier to be made into powder, a powdery substance. Frankincense is a harder substance, so when I grind it in my mortar and pestle, it usually takes a lot more emphasis on grinding than copal does. Copal and frankincense and myrrh blended together is a wonderful purifying blend that I would recommend that you use. It's very, very good. Can also be used as an offering. All of these herbs can be used as an offering. There's something called the Day of the Dead, and I know a lot of copal is used at that time. So the other reason I wanted to bring up copal and frankincense together is because frankincense is actually becoming a limited use herb. These are things that have been used so much that their availability is diminishing. So the frankincense trees, as well as the sage has become limited. So many people have been using them. So what I've been doing, instead of just using one herb, I find different incense and resins and herbs that have similar properties, and I will rotate them rather than just using one. So anyone that's listening, that's thinking about, the sustainability of copal and frankincense, that's something that I do to recognize copal and frankincense. So we're just going to take a 1 minute break right here and listen to some more music. And when we come back, we're going to actually talk a little bit more about the use of and power of incense and resins. Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. I am your host, Laurel Sharp, and this is It's Only Natural. Today, we're talking about the power of incense and resins, and we're focusing on four of my favorites, frankincense, copal, myrrh, and mugwort. So mugwort is part of what I use in my incense. So today we've already spoken about frankincense, we've already spoken about copal, and now we're going to speak about myrrh. So you may be familiar with myrrh from biblical stories, even if you're not aware of what it is. Myrrh is a reddish-brown sap from a thorny tree. Myrrh is used a lot in perfumes. There's a lot of myrrh used in perfumes. Myrrh has long been used also in traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. So, some benefits of myrrh. Myrrh kills harmful bacteria. The ancient Egyptians used myrrh and other essential oils to embalm mummies, not only to provide a nice scent, but also to slow decay. Scientists now know that this is because the oils kill bacteria and other microbes. Additionally, in biblical times, myrrh incense was combined with frankincense. Frankincense is what we spoke of earlier. Frankincense and myrrh were burned in places of worship to help purify the air and prevent the spread of contagious diseases, including those caused by bacteria. Now, why is this so important that we talk about this now? We're currently dealing with a worldwide pandemic, which is anyone is really focusing on making sure that their environments are as clean as possible. But did you know that you could burn something in the air to get rid of bacteria? It's proven that frankincense, myrrh, and sage are things that kill bacteria in the air. So add that to the list of tools that you're using right now to keep yourself and your environment clean. The thing I love about resins and incense is that you're cleaning yourself spiritually, physically, and as we spoke of earlier with frankincense, you're cleaning yourself mentally. They are really powerful, and I really recommend you add them to your tools that you're using for the health of yourself and your family. So, another great benefit of myrrh is that it may also support your oral health. Due to its antimicrobial properties, myrrh has traditionally been used to treat oral infections and inflammation. Some natural mouthwashes and toothpaste contains myrrh oil, which is actually approved by the FDA, which is unusual because the FDA is not really known for approving too many things that are of a natural nature. So one of my favorite toothpaste is by the brand called Tom's. Tom's has a toothpaste that's wonderful. It's with propolis and myrrh in it. It tastes good, and it's wonderful for your teeth. So let's see. As we move on, myrrh is also good for skin health and may help heal sores. For ladies, as we are getting older, I would recommend you take a little coconut oil, a few drops of myrrh, and you add that, rub that in your hand and apply that to your face at night before you go to sleep. This is going to moisturize your face. This is also going to get rid of any hidden bacteria that might be there. It's very, very good for healing, and it's very good for anti-aging properties. Coconut oil is something that's wonderful to add to your repartee also as something you can use for skin health. Another study noted that myrrh and other essential oils applied via baths helped heal skin wounds from mothers that have just delivered babies. Multiple oils were used simultaneously. So it's really wonderful to use today what we're speaking of as a foundation for continuing your own study. Anything that I've spoken about on this show, and we had our 10-year anniversary last December, has always information that you can use to go back and do your own research, whether we're talking about healing with herbs, whether we're talking about burning the power of incense and resins, anything that we speak of on this show, we always recommend that you do your own research and find out for yourself, because it doesn't matter what somebody tells you, unless you've verified it yourself, don't believe it. All right, here we go. Another benefit of myrrh, combats pain and swelling. If you're a person like me, I'm sensitive to, you know, the changes of seasons, and I have a tendency sometimes to get headaches. So one thing that's wonderful is you can take a little myrrh and you can just rub it onto your temples. You will be surprised at the relief you'll get from a headache. So another thing is myrrh is a powerful antioxidant. Again, if you go to my website, www.samtechnutritionals.com, I will have a link posted there for Young Living Essential Oils. And you'll find on the Young Living Essential Oil site that we have every essential oil, which is sourced naturally and can be very, very helpful. So everything we've spoken of today, frankincense, copal, as well as myrrh, they come in resins, but they also come in essential oils. And each of these different forms of these substances can be used to enhance your environment. As we've spoken today, you can burn them as a resin to create an incense, but you can also use them in their essential oil form, which is very helpful for the things that we've spoken about today. Headaches, inflammation, depression. They're things that occur in nature that can help us to heal on the most primordial of levels, meaning help our spirits to heal at this time of global strife. I've been pulling every tool out of my toolbox that I can find, and as I come up with things, I will be sure to do a show about it and share it with you all. We all have a responsibility to share our gifts with the world so we can be part of creating a world that we live in that we're happy with. So again, today we've spoken about frankincense, copal, and myrrh. Another thing that's wonderful for myrrh is also been known to kill parasites. Come infected with parasites from many different sources, pets, contaminated food or water. So in a preliminary study, women who failed to respond to standard drug treatment for trichomoniasis, I'm sure I didn't say that right, were given an oral drug. It was made up of myrrh sap and its essential oil. 85% of them were cured of their infection. So this is another powerful tool, especially at this time with this virus that's going around, to add these things to your repertoire. You know, a lot of times when I talk to people about these things, they'll say to me, oh, Laurel, you know, that costs so much money. I don't think I want to spend $30 or $20 on an essential oil. Or, you know, if I go to the doctor, he's going to give me a medicine and I have insurance and it's not going to cost me that much. I'm just going to go right ahead and I don't want to spend a lot of money. But I'll ask you a question, which I found out myself. You know, what is your health worth? What is your life worth? We only get one life that we remember. And so isn't it worth it to take your time to invest in holistic health and healing? There's so many tools out there that we can use to make our lives better, the lives of our friends, and the lives of our family. Over the last year, I've been doing intense healing sessions with my friends and family about how to stay healthy and how to be whole. So I've been sharing with them all the tools that I've learned in terms of your immune system. I did a show earlier this year where we talked about healing our immune systems, and we talked about the different things that we can use for our immune systems, specifically vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, and vitamin C. So in addition to those things that we spoke of earlier for your immune system, today we're talking about the power of incense and resins. Who would think that frankincense, copal, myrrh, things that we just like to listen to, could actually maybe help us to make our immune system stronger so we can fight off, you know, diseases that are coming down the pike. That's why I'm encouraging everyone that I know, all my friends, my family, my clients especially, to really take the time to do your research and find out about these resins and incense to really create the type of environment that you want to live in, but also to strengthen yourself, your immune system, your mental health, you know, against, as I said, frankincense. Frankincense works against depression. So frankincense is an antidepressant, meaning it can lift your spirits. And when I say lift your spirits, I mean it lifts your spirits spiritually, you know, as well as lift you in terms of your mental depression, which you probably or, you know someone that's feeling some depression right now. It can be very, very helpful for you. So I want to thank you for joining me today. This is It's Only Natural, and I am your host, Laurel Sharp. Today we spoke of frankincense, copal, and myrrh, and we're going to now speak of another favorite of mine, which is mugwort. Once we speak about these herbs, I'm going to give you a little recipe that I have for creating your own incense. Creating your own incense is very powerful. Prior to my creating my own incense, I used to buy them. And when we talk about the cost of holistic things, you know, it is true that when you're just getting moving from doing things not so naturally to moving to things naturally, you will have to take some time to put the money effort into creating that holistic self. But it's worth putting that money into the holistic self, because what you're really saying is, I want to live better. I want to thrive. I don't just, when someone asks me, how are you doing? I like to say, I'm doing great, but I don't want to be faking I'm doing great. I actually want to be doing great. And I want my friends, I want my family, I want my clients to be doing great as well. So these tools that I'm sharing with you, it's because you can really use these things. And I'm speaking from my own personal experience. Everything that I speak to you about is things that I've used to help myself, my family, and my clients to heal from environmental diseases, mental stress, stress of work, and even the virus that we're currently dealing with now. So now we're moving on to mugwort. So what is mugwort? That's a weird word, right? Mugwort. My introduction to mugwort was over 20 years ago when I was just a wee teen and I got into the holistic and health field. I had some health issues that were not being addressed, and I was fortunate that one of the elders in my family was really into holistic health and healing. She was a registered nurse, but she also was really into holistic health and healing. So all around her house, whenever I was visiting, were books and books and books, Adele Davis, you know. So I started to read these books and realize, hey, I don't have to be subject to disease. I don't have to be subject to not feeling well. I can be a partner in my own health. And that's something that's really, really powerful, is when you decide to become a partner in your own health. That's the whole purpose of my consulting business, Samtech Nutritionals. It's to help you to be a partner in your own health. And one of the tools that I use is incense and resins, because as I said earlier, these incense and resins can help you physically, mentally, and spiritually. And every incense and resin has a companion essential oil. So if you go to my website, samtechnutritionals.com, you'll also see the link to my Young Living page where you can purchase all of these oils and all of these oils that I've spoken of today, frankincense, copal, and myrrh. So let's go to mugwort. What is mugwort? Mugwort is a plant that's grown in Asia, North America, and Northern Europe. The plant grow above the ground, and the root are used to make medicine. One of my first introductions to mugwort was something called mugwort mochi. Mugwort is spelled M-U-G-W-O-R-T. And the mugwort was, mochi is brown rice, sweet brown rice that's been pounded and made into a little sweet cake. It's very powerful and very healing, and it actually tastes good for a dessert. So mugwort mochi is actually, it's a dessert type food, but it's also a healing food. This, you know, when food and healing herbs, all of these things are used on a daily basis, every action that you take during the course of your day is either adding to your health or detracting from your health. That's from getting up in the morning, what type of toothpaste you use. As we said earlier, you can use myrrh toothpaste. Myrrh toothpaste will help you, in terms of your oral health. So it's really wonderful to think about, you can be creating your health and you mentally, physically, and spiritually on every level. I don't know about you, but for me, I find that to be very empowering. So, people can take mugwort root as a tonic and to boost energy. Women take mugwort for irregular periods and other menstrual problems. Mugwort is also used for psychoneurosis, which is mental problems, as we've been speaking about today. The times that we're in, as I said, a lot of people are dealing with depression. A lot of people are dealing with mental issues. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this so much today is because when we as a world, as a nation, when we go through these times when people are dealing with heavy mental issues, and then tons of people get on allopathic standard medicine, which I have nothing against, by the way. I believe you should go to the doctor. You should get your checkups. You should get, whatever the doctor recommends, but you need to be a partner in your own health, meaning that you're creating your own health. You're an active participant in whatever it is you're doing in terms of keeping yourself healthy. And these are tools you can add to your repertoire to help you to be healthy. So when we're talking about mental health, mugwort can be used for mental health also. fatigue, depression, illness, hypochondria. This little mugwort is a very, very powerful tool. So, one thing I do with mugwort when I'm mixing it with my incense, mugwort potentiates whatever you're using your particular blend for. Like I might take a frankincense and myrrh and say, you know what, my environment's feeling a little sluggish, or I want to do I'm getting ready to do my chanting. I really want to create that type of environment like they do in temples and churches. It's a uniform thing. No matter where you go across the world, somebody is burning some incense. Mugwort adds to that. So I always keep a mugwort here. And once I create my blend, I'll add a pinch of mugwort in there towards the end to really help potentiate that and make it stronger. So today we've spoken about frankincense. We've spoken of copal. We've spoken of myrrh, and we've spoken of mugwort. And I've also explained to you how to use charcoal. So now let's go to the next level. We've gotten our frankincense, we've gotten our copal, our myrrh, our mugwort, we have our charcoal disc, we have something to burn the incense in. We may even have a little essential oils that we put to the side, some essential oils that I keep around the house in terms of crafting incense would be lavender. As I said earlier, myrrh, keep cinnamon around because I like the way it smells when you add it to an incense, and lemongrass. I don't want to leave out lemongrass. Lemongrass smells wonderful. So what do we do? You need a mortar and pestle. You need something to burn the incense in that is fireproof. And it's really just that simple. So once you have your resin of frankincense, you add that in. I do the base of frankincense and I grind it. As I said earlier, frankincense is a little bit tougher. So you're going to really need to add a little elbow grease in there to get that, grind that a little bit down. Then you're going to add your copal in. So I probably would say for our blend today, we're going to create something called Happy Home. So we're going to add our frankincense in. Remember, you're crafting something that's helping you. This is actually incense, but it's a healing incense. So you're going to add your frankincense in. I would say add in three pinches of incense, grind that down. Once that's grinded down, you know, have a little glass or even a plate and just dump that out of your mortar and pestle. You're going to add in your copal next. You don't need a lot of copal because frankincense and copal actually worked synergistically together, which means they worked better together than they would separately. So you add in a little couple of pinches of copal, ground that down. Copal is easier to grind and it turns into a powdery substance. When you add your copal in there, then you're going to add your myrrh. Myrrh is a much harder substance, so you're really going to need to add your your myrrh in there, and you're going to need to grind that a little bit more. So last but not least, we're going to have our mugwort. You add your mugwort in there. Mugwort, I would say sprinkle it all over. So once you got all that in there, mix it all together, and then let it sit for a while. Sometimes I'll just put it to the side. I know some of my friends that are Wicca, they tell me they would take a blend like this and they would put it on their altar, their Wicca altar, and they would pray over that. But for the purposes of what we're doing today, creating a happy home incense, just let that sit there and let it just get together and blend together. So now you might have lavender. As I said, I recommend lavender essential oil, myrrh, frankincense, cinnamon, or lemongrass. You can add in, for this blend, I'm going to say let's add in some lemongrass. A few drops of lemongrass is bound to make anyone happy. That's what I say, and it's true. So blend that in together. Let that sit in your jar. If you can get empty glass jar with a lid on it, you tie that lid on top and just let it sit there for a few days. So after it sat there, I'd say about a couple of days, open it up. It's going to have an amazing smell. And now you're ready to burn your happy home incense. Get your little charcoal. King's makes a great charcoal burning for incense purposes. And you can go and put it into you need something that is fireproof and that can take a lot of heat. a charcoal disc really creates a lot of heat. So you want to be very careful with that. Once it starts to burn, do not touch it with your bare hands. I use tongs to touch the charcoal. I make sure I don't touch it. So once, as I said earlier, so you take your charcoal disc, light a corner of it, an edge of it. Once it starts to light up, it's going to sparkle. It's going to sparkle all across the little disc. And that means the whole disc is now heated. Let it sit there for a few moments until it turns, the whole circle around the charcoal disc turns white. So once that turns white, you know it's ready. You want to wait until the disc is hot enough to put the incense that you've crafted on there, your happy home incense that you've crafted on there. You don't want to do it too early. If you put it on too early, somehow it just doesn't come out quite right. Okay, so next, frankincense, copal, myrrh, and mugwort. So now that you've crafted your incense, you're going to, now that you've crafted your incense and you're burning your incense, yeah, just take that around and you can take it into each of your rooms. I like to go clockwise through the different rooms and just burn a little bit of incense in each room. You know, lift the vibration, as I said, frankincense, copal, myrrh, and mugwort, particularly frankincense and mugwort, they have antidepressant properties. And you'd be surprised how the olfactory senses, meaning your nose, can be lifted in terms of its ability to really take in, the smells can lift your senses. We're all connected. You know, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, all these different things, we're connected. All of our six senses working together synergistically to create a happy self and a happy home. Okay, I hope that this show was interesting for you today and that you learned a little bit about creating, creating your own blend of incense. We talked today about frankincense, copal, myrrh, and mugwort. We mentioned essential oils of lavender, myrrh, copal, and lemongrass. So these are things that you can use along with your blend, as I said earlier. I hope that you'll be able to craft your wonderful incense. Please leave me a little note here and let me know how your incense crafting and your blending went. And hopefully it will enhance your ability to really create a happy home and a happy self and to deal with these trying times that we're in. If you have a moment, I invite you to listen to my earlier episode in January where we talk about immune system herbs. Very, very important. Please make sure that you are taking your herbs at this time, along with any allopathic medicine the doctor may have recommended for you. But the main thing you want to do is strengthen your immune system so that you can deal with what's going on in the world right now. All right. Have a great day. Have a great rest of your week. I look forward to speaking with you soon. We'll be doing another episode probably in another week or two, and we'll be bringing you more wonderful things that you can use to keep yourself healthy and to keep yourself happy. And remember, it's only natural. Have a great day. Bye-bye.